Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Gattun, and this is Technori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me via phone and in person, it's a good combination, Anders Nerimo, CEO of Third Party Trust, who is keynoting at the Cybersecurity Chicago Conference, which is an event organized by David Juniper, Cybersecurity Chicago. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And in unison, look at that. Don't even have to be in the same room. So we're going to break this down in a couple of ways. I am interested to learn a lot more about the cybersecurity conference now than I was, say, a month ago, when you start to see hacks coming through. Not that we haven't seen a ton of hacks. We have with Sony and everything else. But the one that just happened with Equifax kind of hits home a little bit, because I already sent out some stuff for our company to find out if we got hacked, because there's some weird stuff that's been going on our Google account and sign-ins that don't seem quite right. So I'm very interested to learn more about cybersecurity, and particularly how this conference can help me and many people like me in the cybersecurity area. And then, Anders, what's interesting about having you here is, one, you're a keynote and you're an expert in the field, but you also swim in the same circles as we do as a graduator of The Generator from Madison. And we've featured The Generator at Technori before, and we will again in the future. So we get to talk to you a little bit about a couple things, the startup world, your journey, and, of course, the infamous cybersecurity conference, which has been coming up soon. So without further ado, I'll have David open us up with what exactly Cybersecurity Chicago is, as well as sort of the point and premise behind the conference.
Yeah, great. Well, Cybersecurity Chicago is going to bring together about 3,000 IT and cybersecurity professionals for a two-day conference and an expo. We've got a keynote conference, which is going to cover around 26 speakers, including Kevin Mitnick, a very famous hacker, Chris Hagnagy, who does a lot of stuff around social engineering, and also include Anders as well, who will be looking at like third party and that side of the equation. We have an expo which will cover 40-plus exhibitors with Fortinet, Checkpoint, Cisco, IBM, exhibiting their cybersecurity products and services. And then we also have another six content theaters, which will run also across the 2 days, which has about 50 speakers covering a whole wide range of topics, including IoT security, network security and ransomware, cloud, mobile, and identity and access management, really giving an overall view of the cybersecurity ecosystem and what organizations need to do to protect themselves, the organization, and then the wider, your state or your country, and what they need to do to protect their property and their data. And you alluded earlier to the most recent attack. And I think one thing that we want to get across with Cybersecurity Chicago, it's not just an event for, the top enterprises. Cybersecurity affects all organizational size, right up, from your SMEs to your mid-market, and then, of course, the Fortune 500. You need to make sure that they protect their data and their property.
Well, yeah, and you kind of alluded to it, and I'm going to make my funny joke on it. But I mean, on the individual level, cybersecurity is important because what could happen in your country is you might have a reality star elected president if you're not careful. I like the laugh. He laughed. He was thinking about not laughing. He laughed. He can't help it.
I kind of knew it was coming.
You know it's coming. Yeah. I can't help myself. It's one of those things where like I don't even pick a party at this point. I literally just like there's just so many jokes on both sides left up for me to crush out of the park. So I take them when I can get them. Anders, I want to kind of cruise over to you a little bit here, because David brought up one thing that I thought was kind of interesting. Well, a lot of things I think are interesting, but one thing in particular, cybersecurity is something that for the layman, for the person who, even if you are like insanely OCD about protecting yourself in every other way of life, cybersecurity scares me. And I don't mean just the outcome. I mean, like, it's just so... like, how many passwords am I going to have? Like, how many auto-generated passwords? Like, what? I have LastPass, and I use the same password for LastPass. Here's a hint for everyone, if you can figure it out. Everyone sitting across me knows already, but my LastPass password is the same as the password that LastPass is using for everything else. Like, I am the worst. You could hack me in 5 seconds if you wanted to, and I'm probably going to have to change it after the show. But the main point is, I'm afraid to learn a lot about it, because either I'm going to be scared to death when I find out how vulnerable I am, or I'm going to be scared to death about how much the learning curve is for me to protect myself. And so that kind of puts me in a position where when I talk to a guy like Anders, I go, what was it about cybersecurity that led you to this journey that you now have with third-party trust, where you, like, this didn't make you afraid. You saw opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of came about this by, you know, being a startup entrepreneur and being at early stage companies. If you're in technology, you have to focus on security also, right? Think about all these companies that you're talking to. A lot of them, like, are servicing other businesses. What are they doing for those businesses? They're taking data. They're doing analytics, right? They're helping these companies run more efficiently. So that creates a tremendous amount of risk. Why? Because if those vendors are breached, like in the famous target breach, yep, right? If they're breached, it's equivalent of you being breached. So if you're in technology at this point, cybersecurity has to be kind of at the forefront. It's got, I mean, you're talking about one aspect of cybersecurity, which is kind of that personal side. Yep. There's so many other areas that keep CISOs up at night. There's state actors going after, you know, for various reasons. Okay, there's companies wanting intelligence, right? So how can I get a leg up in deals, right? I want to hack my competitors. There's just a lot of different aspects of cybersecurity. So, yeah, these folks, again, there's a lot of opportunity. We have our hands full. And the key thing, what I love, this events like this that David's putting on, is it's moving very, very quickly. Okay, this field, you got to stay up to date. It's not like, hey, I got my degree in cybersecurity 12 years ago, you're good to go. Guess what? Every year, the threat changes. The landscape is continuously evolving. And events like this allows smart people to get together and figure out, how do we solve this, right? Because it's really a problem that's not an individual company. It's as whole. I think we can say the bad guys are winning right now. We got to figure out how to stem that tide of data breaches.
Well, and it's, you know, I mean, this is one of those things where it's like anything that's very complex, education is paramount. And anything, and this goes back to my joke about government or not, but anything in the landscape of fear requires a great deal of education, because people are essentially, the crowd usually makes a move very suddenly when they're afraid rather than very calculated. And so when I look at, like, cybersecurity is one of those where I have taken this passive approach of being like, well, you know what, if they want to hack me, they're going to hack me. Mm-hmm. And so I just I leave a layup for them, which is really stupid, but I do it because I don't want to learn and stuff like that. But it's also because I don't know, that's just like my personality, but I think it's incredibly detrimental for a person who's running a company that has access to millions of people and businesses' data. I don't have that. I have access to a Dropbox full of a ton of recordings of people like you. Where it's like, quite honestly, I wish someone would hack me and then spread it everywhere. Please post it to WikiLeaks. I would love for millions of people to steal my show and listen to it and click on it, please. But for businesses, I think sometimes they take for, and I've interviewed many of businesses that you referenced that have a very, very important responsibility.
Yep.
And I do think that they take it lightly. I do think that there is this sort of like, well, my insurance requires that I do this and this, and so I've done this and this, and I've checked those boxes. So if something happens, I'm safe. You're not, but I am. And that's an approach that needs to change. And I think the Chicago Conference, Cybersecurity Conference, is going to be one of the ways to at least get it going.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. It is changing. Here's the thing. When the executive team at Equifax gets ousted, same thing happened at Target, it is starting to raise awareness, right? This idea of cybersecurity was kind of a technology issue in the past. It's becoming one of the key issues that at every single board meeting, big companies are worried about, hey, am I going to be the next Target? Am I now going to be the next Equifax?
Yep.
So the awareness is going up there. And yeah, events like this certainly helps raise the awareness across the board. And yeah, a lot of companies, they have a lot of work to do.
David, I want to bring you back in on this a little bit. What are some of the main things that led to you guys launching, not just Cybersecurity Chicago, but cybersecurity as a conference in general? What were some of the things you saw as missing pieces in the market that you thought you could help fill?
Well, we were running, have been running IT conferences and expos for the last 15 years. And over that period of time, we saw an increased trend of, you know, cybersecurity companies attending these events. And along with that, with people wanting further information about what they need to do to protect their organizations. And 3 years ago, we launched Cybersecurity Europe, which was co-located event with our large event that we do in London called IP Expo. And that has now just grown and grown as we put on these events. People from, you know, IT managers, IT directors, to, you know, to pure cybersecurity professionals. As Anders pointed out earlier, you know, this is evolving all the time, and you can't just rest on your laurels. You have to, you know, keep up to date with that. And we certainly saw an opportunity in Chicago where there is a wide range of organizations from all sizes, as well as a lot of tech startups. You know, part of one of the partnerships we have is with 1871, who are going to be showcasing some of their startups at the event. And we felt that it was a great city to bring an event like this to, and to help educate and start spreading the word further afield within Chicago. And one of the points I'd like to make here is that what we're trying to do is try and make cybersecurity not just the IT department's issue or the head of IT's issue. Try and make it, you know, across the whole board from, as you mentioned earlier, Scott, you know, you're sort of saying that you're quite lax on the your passwords and things like that, but you need to make sure when within an organization that is a weak point for organizations if people don't keep their passwords up to date. So what we're trying to say is just make it important across your whole organization and keep cybersecurity a priority, really.
I agree, and I think that's one of the things that I'm excited about participating in this conference is just I'm going to learn a lot, to be honest. I have a pretty strong feeling that if not after this show, after this conference, that I'm going to probably be making some pretty wholesale changes on the way that I handle my password security. But I also hope that people, to your point, that people start paying a better attention to it, to where it's less of a, like, you know, I don't know, IT handles that, and rather taking more of an approach where it's like, you know, as a company, we work really, really hard to get a lot of data on people. And we also have to work really, really hard at protecting that data once we get it. And that's something right now that's not part of the big data conversation. And it probably really should be, is like, before I even start collecting it, how am I going to protect it? Like, we want to collect data as part of our business model. And in doing so, we need to have the best data security around. So how are we going to do that? And that's hopefully what this conference brings in. Anders, let's talk a little bit about your business as a whole, Third Party Trust. What is the genesis of your company?
Sure. So what's happened right now over the last 10, 15 years is businesses, large enterprises, and there's a ton of them. That's why Chicago, by the way, is a great city to start a business in here. But there's a lot of mature enterprises. How do they evolve? How do they innovate? Part of that plan is to use third-party vendors to operate more efficiently, to come up with new products, okay? So like I said earlier, they're sharing a lot of sensitive data, right? And prior to doing that, you have to understand, before you give a customer's data to a vendor, you got to make sure that you understand, again, how good is their security? Are they going to be able to protect it the way we want them to? Yep. Okay. So look at the trends over the last 15 years, right? Companies are using more and more vendors, right? The number of breaches has just skyrocketed, right? And a lot of them, over 60%, are due to third parties, right? So it's a major issue. And then lastly, again, regulation now, states and federal governments coming in and putting a lot more regulation around this also. So that is really, that's a trend that I saw, right, in the industry. I knew this was going to be a growing problem. Why? Because, I mean, think about all the startups that you talk to, right? They're all going to be part of this ecosystem and taking a lot of data. So that was a trend that I saw. That's why I started the business. But I also lived through it, like I said, right? I was at a company here in Chicago called Firm 58. We were taking in a lot of trading data, some very sensitive data, and we were going through the what's called the risk assessment, right? They were asking me, hey, how are you going to secure this information? And by going through that process as the company grew, I realized just how inefficient, how many holes, gaps there were in the existing way companies were doing it. And that's really why I decided to say, hey, this is a growing problem. I think I have a unique solution, and that's kind of where third-party trust, this concept, was born out of.
Very cool. And I guess it's always cool to me when I've got someone who's both an entrepreneur as well as sort of like a thought leader in the space, because you can talk to why you started this company and all the important pieces to it. But then also as an entrepreneur, you know, how has the journey been from starting this company and leaving the last one, starting this one, in a space that we're right now talking about how important it is we get the word out about it. So you're not only trying to fight building a business and scaling, but you also are fighting the fact you've got to educate people as to why your business is important.
Yeah, so the startup journey is a startup journey. There's a lot of peaks and valleys. I'll put it that way.
Lighting the room.
That's a way to sum it up, I think. But cybersecurity is interesting. Okay, it's exploding field. There's a lot of demand. Like, hey, how do we solve this? And you know, how do we scale out our operations? But on the flip side, too, selling into these guys, what's their job, right? Their job is to be risk adverse. They're risk managers in general, right? So when they hear startup, they kind of like look for the door and run out, right? That's the uphill battle, right? That's the flip side of it, meaning a massive need. But if you're brand new, they're going to say, you know what? I don't want to be the guinea pig. I don't want to be the first one.
Not with my cybersecurity.
Yeah. So that was a huge hurdle to overcome. And luckily, like I said, I can't be thankful enough to the city of Chicago and the Chicagoland area. All our customers are in this area, and we got huge, huge ones. I can't name their names, but we have Fortune 150s that are utilizing our platform. So Chicago's been a huge supporter of like kind of propelling us to where we are today and really putting us on that trajectory of, you know, I think – you know, what we're doing is just going to keep growing, and I think our solution is very unique, and it's scalable like nothing else out there. So, yeah, does that answer the question? Does it sum it up?
Quite well. Yeah, okay. Quite well. Hey, I'll tell you the other thing, Anders, if you ever wanted a guinea pig, I'm very good at it. So clearly I give no shits when it comes to my password protection at this point, which is going to change. David, this has been incredible to learn more about it. Can you tell us when and where people can get the tickets, when the event is, and how people can get involved in it?
Yeah, so it's going to be on the 18th and 19th of October at McCormick Place. If you go to cybersecurity-chicago.com, there's still some keynote tickets available, as well as the executive pass, which gives you access to all those other seminars that I mentioned earlier. And I really want to say that this is a conference for anyone who's within, you know, IT or cybersecurity within their department. There should be something for everyone there within across the whole event, across the 2 days.
Very cool. Thank you. And then for people, if you want to, you get tickets there. You get to actually hear Anders talk a little bit more about all this kind of stuff. And Anders, on your side, when you tell us where can more people learn more about third-party trust and sort of how to get involved with you guys, and I'm sure you guys have a blog or something that people can learn from.
Yeah, sure. So the easiest way is just thirdpartytrust.com. There's a little chat box. If you want to chat with me directly, it goes to my phone, so I'm accessible. I'm like the most accessible.
Oh, you're the real deal, I was going to say.
I'm one of the most accessible CEOs out there, so I love talking to potential customers, current customers. So I'm available right there. Check out our blog. Again, we try to put out a lot of thought leadership, again, best practices, news in the industry when it comes to third-party risk. So thirdpartytrust.com is the place to go for it.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
You too. Have a great day. You can catch this episode of more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.